This is St. Louis Public Radio. East St. Louis native Dawn Harper Nelson is a two-time Olympic champion known for her prowess on the 100-meter hurdles. She retired in 2018 to achieve an important goal, motherhood. Now she's facing a hurdle not uncommon for professional women athletes who come back to their sport after pregnancy. Sponsors are not exactly lining up. St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson caught up with Harper Nelson after a recent workout session in Belleville where her coach was prepping her for drills.
The last 50, get to the finish line. Just change your tempo. Don't do nothing amazing. Keep your shoulders square.
Yep.
All right.
When I was introduced to track and field, you just constantly heard in your community, you know, that nothing good comes out of East St. Louis. From the outside, that's what you would hear. But then the adults in my life, especially my coaches, were very, very strict with implementing that that's just a lie, and that you are worth it, you are good enough, and you can be the difference in that.
Knowing the type of sports talent that came out of East St. Louis, how do you think that made you the person that you are now?
Well, something that's early on that, you know, I fell in love with track really when I did the hurdles around eighth grade. And for me, I put the pressure on myself of knowing I'm the next thing since Jackie Joanna Kersey. And I told myself, like, you have to succeed. You are going to be the next name they'll talk about. And so to actually be on top of the podium and win the Olympics, we're just like, oh, my God, I did my job. You know, I'm another name for East St. Louis to say that it really is a city of champions.
And so now you say you retired in 2018. Mm-hmm. What was the reason for the retirement?
The reason for the retirement was, since I was a child, I always said I wanted three things. I wanted to be Olympic champion, a wife, and a mom. And the third thing, being a mom for me, I had always envisioned that everything else had to stop. And I was okay at that time saying, I'm willing. I have done so much in track and field. I have reached pretty much all my goals. Now the next thing that's pulling at me is to be someone's mom. And when I got pregnant, for a while, you know, I really battled with the idea of, man, I still kind of like running though. Like, I worked out while I was pregnant, and the support that I have is the only reason that I'm willing to chase 2020.
What are some of the challenges that you have faced so far being a mother, a new mother?
Some of the challenges would have to be more of, so two things that just came to mind. Obviously the physical. I know my body from being in the best shape of its life, but having a body that's been off for 9 months, even though I did my workouts and stuff, it's still nothing like going to competitions throughout the year, having a season's best. So being patient with my body has been very hard. And then the other thing I did think about, you said some of the hardest things coming back. To be honest, sponsorships is another really big thing. It's been very different, you know, because I've had my sponsor, you know, in the past, and as of right now, I don't. And so that's been a big topic among, you know, athletes in general, especially women, with having babies, having a sponsor. Before I had my child, I had my child, now I don't.
And, so know, they dropped you just because you...
No, they did not in that, in my particular situation. No, they did not, because I did announce that I was going to retire, right? But I was running well, and they were like, we support you before, yay. And so now that I'm saying that I'm coming back, the discussion has been more of, we kind of need you to prove to us in track and field, like I said, across sports in general, but I remember particularly in track and field, we've had the discussion. There have been a number of athletes that have been dropped because of they got pregnant. So, you know, I'm just really hoping that, you know, now that I am home, people will want to support me in this journey.
Yeah. So many people believe that women athletes, they can't compete at the same level once they have, you know, a baby. They just kind of see it as if, oh, you're done. Mm-hmm. What do you say to those people who think that way?
You can just drop names like Serena. You know what I mean? Candace Parker, excuse me. You know, there are just some athletes that I think you almost do yourself a disservice to count us out. Not almost. You do yourself a disservice. If you know someone that is, I say, a killer in their sport, let them have a baby. You know, let them have an extra motivation.
Why is the race toward the 2020 Olympics important to you?
Ooh, it's important because I've had a love for running since, like I said, about 12 years to 13 years old. And it's given me the world, literally. I have been blessed with the gift of running and hurdling. And one thing I've always said is I never want to take my gift for granted. And even at this age of 35 and having my daughter, I know that when that gun goes off, I have what it takes to be on top of that podium.